the Haynes School offers a new after-school climbing club. And the Haynesboro looks into acquiring a police dog. It's the KHNS Local News. I'm Henry Leisha. Those stories are up next. The Haynesboro is looking into acquiring a police dog for the Municipal Police Department. After reviewing a proposal drafted by Haynes residents and a local police officer, the Assembly directed Borough Manager Deborah Schnabel to research the idea. The proposal to acquire a police dog was first presented to the Assembly this spring by the Public Safety Commission. The borough looked into it briefly, but the Assembly raised concerns about the cost and voted against researching it further. Borough Manager Deborah Schnabel said that several residents approached her after the idea was rejected.
There are members of the community that feel strongly about having a canine unit. They did come to me, and I told them, I've already, you know, gone through this chapter, and if you want to petition the Assembly, then you can go ahead and do that, but it's not going to come through me.
That's exactly what Joanne Ross Cunningham, Greg Podziki, and Police Sergeant Josh Dryden decided to do. Cunningham says that she felt a petition could show that there was enough interest for the Assembly to reconsider the issue.
We weren't shooting for an avalanche of signatures, but just a cross-representation of the community so that the Borough Assembly would understand that there is a broad collection of people in the community who are interested in seeing a canine service in our community.
According to Sergeant Dryden, a police dog could be used for search and rescue operations and intercepting illegal drugs entering the community. The idea is that the dog could track individuals, provide probable cause for searches, and deter criminals who realize the increased likelihood of getting caught transporting drugs. An officer at the Haynesboro Police Department would house the dog and serve as its handler. The cost of an untrained dog is anywhere between $6,000 and $10,000. It would cost another $6,000 to outfit a vehicle with a containment area for the dog. These expenses are not budgeted. However, grant funding may be available, and Cunningham says at least one community member may be willing to help fund some of the initial costs when the proposal is approved. Borough Manager Deborah Schnabel will look into the details of the cost and operation of a canine unit and report back to the Assembly. In Haynes, I'm Henry Leisha. There's been a climbing wall at the Haynes School since 2011. Last week, the school started using it. KHNS reporter Claire Strempel spent an afternoon with the new climbing club to learn more.
Nice and tight. Make sure all your stuff stops spinning.
Sean Mady helps a group of about a dozen students put on safety harnesses and helmets in the elementary school gym. Then he belays Taylor Hildry up a blue climbing wall studded with multicolored handholds. Belaying means he holds the safety rope in case she falls.
Do you remember what to say when you're ready?
Ready to climb!
Taylor made it a few feet off the ground on her first try climbing. This time, she's doubled her altitude.
Perfect!
Mady lowers her to the ground, and they exchange a high five.
You got it, girl.
Mady says he's scared of heights, but learning how safety systems work helped him overcome his fear.
Every time I set a kid up, I'd like to walk them through everything I'm doing because it builds that confidence and it builds that subconscious skill. It's amazing how much more progress the kids make after we've removed the fear.
Okay, guys, come over here and listen to me for a second.
The climbing club started only a few weeks ago, but there are already a dozen kids in the gym waiting for a turn.
We're going to hook you up as soon as it's your turn, all right?
Three belayers are working hard to keep up. But this wall hasn't seen many climbers in nearly a decade. The school ordered the wall in the spring of 2011, but there was no plan to put it into use.
You know, we had the money, bought the stuff, and wanted it to be able to be used.
Mark Fontenot is the science teacher. He used his engineering skills to help install the wall and safety systems in 2013. Fontenot says that he opened the wall a few times for special classes at the school and a family night in 2017. But for the most part, the wall just sat there.
You do have to be trained to belay safely before. It wasn't just something that any, you know, PE teacher or sub could take kids to the gym and start climbing. It, you know, we needed to be able to check out people to make sure that they could safely belay. And that's just kind of where it's at, where it hadn't been used on a daily basis or a very frequent basis, and now it will be.
That's where Mady comes in.
We had a couple parents come in and ask what we were going to do with the climbing wall. It seemed like it was underutilized. So the administration staff, we got together, had our weekly meeting, and they said, Sean, see what it's going to take to get the climbing club started.
Mady said he did a few months of safety research before starting the club. Now student interest is growing faster than he can attract and train parents to help belay and supervise. Mady says he's looking forward to having enough support that he can spend time teaching climbing techniques. He says the skills he's teaching students will serve them long after they've left the gym.
It's a very valuable thing to know in Alaska, especially when you're outside doing a lot of subsistence hunting, a lot of trekking, a lot of cross-country skiing. There's always that situation where you might have to climb something. So when it's time for them to actually know it, they will know what they're doing and have some kind of real-life application to look back on.
The students seem to be gaining self-confidence as well. Taylor Hildry started the club reluctant to climb high. Today, her feet are well over Mady's head as he belays her towards the top of the wall. In Haines, I'm Claire Strempel.
The Haines School Climbing Club is still looking for volunteers to belay and chaperone. Contact Sean Mady at the school to sign up. Community Education is working to open the wall to adults as well. The bulk of federal employees will miss two paychecks by Friday, January 25th, as the partial government shutdown continues. But the U.S. Forest Service is dedicating paid staff to a controversial initiative in Alaska. The agency released an update on its website earlier this week, saying it's still working on high-priority projects, such as reviewing how the roadless rule applies to Alaska. That's federal regulation most states have to follow, which makes it difficult to build new roads on wilder parts of national lands. Alaska has asked for an exemption to the rule. It's been a decades-long battle in the state, centered mostly on the timber industry and energy development in the Tongass National Forest. In August, the Forest Service said it would review the state's ask and deliver a draft environmental impact statement by the summer of 2019. Now, despite limited staffing, the agency is still working to meet that deadline. The Forest Service is using leftover federal funds from last year to pay its employees. For KHNS, I'm Henry Leisha. Thanks for joining us tonight. You can listen to and read local news stories on our website, khns.org. You can also check us out on the NPR One app and Stitcher.